You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you're a promising and successful tech startup, you owe it to your community to give back. That's what Doug Song believes. Doug is the co-founder of Duo Security, the Ann Arbor-based tech company sold to Cisco last year for $2.35 billion. Doug has made it possible for other tech entrepreneurs in Washtenaw County to give back by launching the Ann Arbor Entrepreneurs Fund. So let's talk about this as we welcome Doug Song back to Stateside. Good to have you back, Doug.
Thank you.
And we want to welcome Neil Hajra, who's president of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. It's going to manage the fund. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
So, Doug, just tell us, what is the Ann Arbor Entrepreneurs Fund? What's the challenge and to whom is it directed?
Sure. So the idea of the Ann Arbor Entrepreneurs Fund is that there's been a lot of startup value created in Ann Arbor and the surrounding region, but not a lot of it has been captured by the community, frankly. I think over the past decade or even more than that, we've had an average of about $200 million in startup exit value created every year. That's actually excluding Duo. And so a meaningful percentage of those entrepreneurs that were involved with that, as well as a lot of the employees, have been very successful. And many tend to be fairly young, right? Between the age of maybe 30 and 50 or so. And so as a result, I think a lot of them haven't really begun a lot of their philanthropic activity. And while it's great to give back, it would be better to give first. And with the opportunity to have equity and ownership in a company held in a fund so that as the companies grow, the value of that equity does for the community, I think there's a tremendous opportunity for us to be more proactive in how we might, again, align the interests of that kind of growth with the community.
And get started when people are younger, not wait until they're long established and much older and down the pike in their careers.
Absolutely.
What is it you're asking tech startup founders to donate? You're giving people some options here?
Yes. So the way that the Entrepreneurs Fund is currently set up is either 1% equity of the company or a percent of profits. And for that, what companies get are the opportunity to really participate in the community. One thing we've also seen, other regional hubs such as Austin, Boulder, Colorado, or the Bay Area do, is also get the broader employee base of those companies involved in service and find opportunities for, again, the broader companies to participate in really a third pillar of giving, which is also time. And so that's something that, again, we're still exploring, but hopefully we'll be able to benefit the community in a very direct way.
Neil, how is this different from what we consider to be the traditional foundation?
Sure. That's a good question. So the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation is actually a collection of permanent funds. We're a foundation that's by the people and for the people of Washtenaw County. So we're really a great platform for Doug's vision and seeing it through. The big difference is in Michigan, to our knowledge, there hasn't been any other arrangements where entrepreneurs are committing 1% of equity or 1% of annual profits to grow a fund. And really, the new idea here is linking business success to community success in a very tangible way. And years after entrepreneurs may exit and either stay or move on, the fund that they're investing in through their commitments will keep giving to the community. And we want there to be that very tangible link between what our growing entrepreneurial community is doing in the Ann Arbor area and the broader benefits for Washtenaw County.
And what might that look like? What kinds of things do you hope could be done with the kinds of money that you could make with either the donation of profits or the equity?
Sure. So, we specialize in improving the quality of life in Washtenaw County, and that's definitely a value held by all the entrepreneurs we're talking to. So the main tool we would use is grant making. As the fund grew, it would start granting out to nonprofits around specific causes or initiatives or efforts that entrepreneurs collectively said they wanted to invest in. But as Doug mentioned, there's also an opportunity to engage these tech entrepreneurs and their employees in service, and therefore you're creating your new generation of board members, your new generation of engaged donors. And I'll also mention a lot of these entrepreneurs have a lot of skills in the back office and execution in an enterprise that could really benefit nonprofits. So there are models out there where entrepreneurs embed with a nonprofit to maybe improve their tech infrastructure or talk to them about a five-year strategy, things that nonprofits, especially on the smaller side, can't afford. So we're looking to unleash not just the success and capital of entrepreneurs, but also their time and talent.
And there's that intangible sense of setting down roots in a community, right, Doug, for these entrepreneurs and for their team.
Absolutely. I think what we want is really engaged entrepreneurship and engaged tech community. actually many, many years ago, back in, I think, 2009, we did a board training with Neil's old organization. So before he was at the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, he was part of NEW, or Nonprofit Enterprise at Work, the CEO there. And one of their programs that we participated in was a nonprofit board governance training with the express intent of trying to get more technologists available to serve on local nonprofit boards, because technology is changing every business and every organization in some way. And so we want to make sure, again, that you know the organizations around our area could benefit from that closer partnership.
And just to build on Doug's sort of longer-term observation, so I'm born and raised in Ann Arbor, and I remember the Park Davis and Pfizer days, and what I really appreciated about that era was tons of board members and volunteers were coming out of that institution. So when Pfizer up and left, the community asked itself, where are we going to find the talent to govern all of these nonprofits? And frankly, I think the growing tech entrepreneurial base in Ann Arbor is not invisible, but not fully appreciated. And we view those entrepreneurs as one of the centers of a new wave of talent that we can activate to serve on nonprofit boards.
Well, there's not one big building that says Pfizer, and there it is. They're throughout the community, as you say, invisible but not invisible. And also to the point of more volunteers, that is one of the big challenges for nonprofits is getting younger volunteers. The baby boomer generation's kind of moving on, and so you're trying to grow this next generation of volunteers.
Yeah, and actually the challenge is twofold. So absolutely, I'm trying to keep volunteerism high on the list of folks who are obviously busy raising families, busy building businesses. I'll also mention a constant concern among the charitable sector, not just here but anywhere in the country, is who is going to be that next generation of key philanthropists who are really driving community well-being and goodwill. Mm-hmm. And we, again, view that as there's no one big company, as you observed. So part of our job is to find all of those pockets of talent that eventually will become the next generation of philanthropists. And we think that the Ann Arbor Entrepreneurs Fund will be one of many strategies to develop that next generation.
So Doug Song, how far have you gotten in recruiting these tech founders to come on board with this effort with Ann Arbor Entrepreneurs?
Well, as you stated, there's not one big building you can point to, and so there's a lot of ground to cover. There are hundreds of companies, actually, in the area, and many more cropping up all the time. And that ultimately, if we're successful, we'll create a new standard of what progressive founders are really aspiring to do with their businesses. And so we'll see. It'll take some time, but excited to have the partnership of not only the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, but also media platforms like yourselves and others to help us get the word out.
And just this idea that, as you say, it kind of makes your jaw drop to hear there are hundreds of these kind of tech startups in the area. And I suspect for the folks running them, everybody's in their silo. Everybody's trying to make it work, make it work, make it work. What does it mean for these startup folks to come together for the purpose of doing good for the community?
Well, if nothing else, it's a bit of moral support for each other. it's hard work. And most businesses, whether you're a tech company or you're a small business, the vast majority don't actually last 3 years, right? But to get over that hurdle, it does take a village, right, to raise a company. And so it's important and strategic for our business community in this sector as much as it is for philanthropy, frankly. And so it's something I think we hope to see more of the local investment community, our venture capitalists and others, also take an interest in, because we do believe that a community like this makes for better founders, which ultimately makes for more sustainable, long-term, and ultimately successful companies.
And Cynthia, if I can share two quick anecdotes. One is we spent several years talking to local tech entrepreneurs about what would a value add look like, and we were surprised how many founder CEOs said they really wanted a space to network with their peer founder CEOs. And that while Doug mentioned there's a lot of ways to meet up, there's not a lot of protected spaces for peer CEOs, not just to talk about the community, but talk about the challenges that they face that others might have answers to. And to illustrate that, at the last meetup we had to sort of launch and talk about the Entrepreneurs Fund, there was a venture capital partner in the room, and he observed that three of the companies he's invested in, who all use AI as a backbone for their work, met for the first time at the meetup and had never met before, despite all being commonly funded by this venture fund. And he said that's a great illustration of the peer-based value that comes with this, in addition to the first motivation, which is community impact.
I guess I'm wondering, could what you're doing with the Ann Arbor Entrepreneurs Fund, could this be used as a template for other parts of the state, Doug?
I certainly hope so. I mean, any business like ours, we tend to think of our business in startup mode, growth mode, or scale mode. And this is all very much startup mode. We're early yet, but we do hope that if we're successful, this will grow and we'll have the opportunity to scale this. Because again, I think tech, you know, success happens everywhere. And there isn't a business today that isn't transformed in some way by it. And so we do think that there is tremendous opportunity for the west side of the state, for Detroit and parts north. We've already had some outreach actually from some friends in Detroit that are saying, how quickly can you get here? But just as quickly, I'm encouraging them, well, you can organize there as well, right? It doesn't have to be sort of one organization doing this, and we hope that there are many.
And Neil, what's the take from the philanthropic side of things?
I think there's a lot of excitement and interest. Like Doug said, it's the early days, so of course we want to prove out the concept, make sure it's growing like we think it will. But what I'll mention is the mission of the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation is to benefit Washtenaw County. So when we get into sort of scaling and replication mode, our role is going to be a good partner to other philanthropic platforms in other communities that want to replicate this. And obviously, it's incumbent on us to share any good that we develop here. So we're going to be willing and excited partners to see this spread beyond while we continue to focus on Washtenaw County.
Doug Song, co-founder of Duo Security and the founder of the Ann Arbor Entrepreneurs Fund, and their partner, the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, and its president, Neil Hadra. Thank you to both of you for being with us on Stateside.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.